Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome, citizens, to Season 2, Episode 8 of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. We are proud to announce that we have a new website that reflects the growing world of Atreus, libertyendures.com. The website was made possible by our patrons. As a patron, you'll get access to behind-the-scenes info, art, and early and bonus releases. So please consider subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. The Liberty Podcast is thankful for the support of Klipsch Audio, engineered to deliver the power, detail, and emotion of the premium audio experience. Klipsch reference headphones help us to create and convey our stories across continents and planets. Klipsch, you can buy happiness. It's copper and black. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Everyone's on shift tonight, so get up and let's get to work. I've already set up hot workers for tonight, so y'all are coming with me.
About 4/8 us, skip us. Lots tonight. What's up?
We're the escort slaves we got from the Conrad and more. About our 6/8. Big deal, lots of muscle needed.
So we're all going? We're gonna be the largest collection of people out in the streets. Won't that attract attention?
Yeah. But we also got all the shooters and bullets. No one's gonna scrap with a scrap ton of punks armed up like that.
So we're getting armed. All of us.
That's yep. So grab some boom pop and meet us about the yard.
Karen?
Sev, what's happening?
You're all being traded out to somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know.
Stop it.
What if it's better where you're going?
It's better here.
Could be better.
Could be worse.
Okay, fine. But hurry before the others get ready. They know how many are being traded, so just come with me and we'll have to find replacements.
Mean kitchen lady.
Yeah, mean kitchen workers left to work. May us come out here.
Let's go. Try not to draw attention. Walk to the kitchen. Walk. Walk. Go hide over there until I get those two out of here. Oi, let's go, you two. Out in the yard with the others.
What?
We're out in the yard. Now.
We're going. We're going.
Stay there. When the group leaves, get to work doing what they were doing.
Where you been, Sev?
Getting a bite? When are we leaving?
Soon. Boss and Skid Boss are having a chat, then we go.
This is a big trade.
Most big one I've been on.
Biggest?
Yeah, biggest.
Ooh, punk. New boom bop. Look at shine.
Yeah, yeah, don't it? Harmfulest bullet finger I have had.
Most harmful.
You know what I'm saying.
All right, listen up. All fists line up. Keep them in line. Keep them alive. Let's get this trade done all nice. Keep pace. Don't let any fall off. About half hour's walk to trade. Nice? Nice. Open the gates.
When we get there, wait outside.
I certainly can. Will I be able to document the transaction from outside?
I'll tell you what you need to know. The documentation of the punk's workings will not be interrupted.
You will be occupied with the trade. I'm sure I can collect more vital information if I'm there to observe it firsthand.
You'll be waiting outside, little talesman.
I will wait outside. May I ask questions?
That all depends on the question, doesn't it?
Who is the trade with?
No, no questions. I'll tell you what to know. I'm felicitating a mutually beneficial exchange between We Rocket Punks and a powerful individual. These slaves will be traded for weapons and favor because I am working toward a farther goal. The rest of our family may not understand that, but I am starving, to bring about a change. You may not know this, talesman, but I've only led our family for a few handfuls of moons now. No other punk has put the family in such a great position as I have. No other punk has given as much security and wealth to the family as I have, and no other punk has led the family to greatness as I have, and I am just beginning. So, who I am meeting with is not truly important. It is a step, but certainly if I felt sharing would not hinder this trade, I would tell. It is rather thrilling.
May I ask why you won't permit me to observe the trade?
3 weeks with us do not make you that close a family. This is a delicate matter.
How far from the hot are we?
About 16 streets. I'll know the place when I see it. It's been a while since my last journey this way.
We've been walking for a while now, boss. How much to go?
Just a bit more. Keep the fists and assets in line.
This is a nice walk. He's nice. Seeing so many armed punks. Seeing us strong. Punks on these streets right now.
We are strong, Skit. Our family is bettering every night. Ah, we're near. Skit, grab your best siblings. You and four others are coming in. The rest will wait outside with the talesman.
I'll do it, boss. Be back in the night.
Everyone, listen. Line them up. Go in single file. Anyone steps out of line, fists break a leg. Do we have an understanding? Mess this up, any of you, and it will not go well for you in the very near future.
Oi, step out. Ain't anyone here want trouble, but we've got boom pop. Step out.
We are known to seek armaments and aid advancement. Open your doors to us so that you may open eyes. You start the line in. Skit, follow up the rear with those two fists. All other punks stand strong in this position. We will be out within the hour.
You heard them. Get your asses in the door.
Smells not like urine. Now I really do regret being left out here.
Kovsky? That you?
Yes. Ah, Zev. Pleasant to see you. I was unsure if you were given this escort duty.
Yeah. I was, about midway down the line. Other side, though. So we're just going to stand outside the door and wait?
Seemingly so.
Any idea where we are?
About 16 streets south of the Hot, I believe.
Can't really make a run for it with all these fists around.
And what of Jalo?
Right. I kind of have this urge to know what's going on.
Curiosity is a pillar of science. I have an idea.
Of?
Of slight espionage.
What is that?
My recorder, with some modification. If I drop it near your foot, can you kick it slightly under the door? I've secured it to a small nylon thread. Durable. Pulled from some armor. If you can just kick it in there far enough, we might get a recording of what is happening.
Can you get the recorder back?
Optimistically. When we hear some movement, we can just pull the string and get it back quickly.
And if we can't?
Then I'm the klutzy talesman that dropped his tools when the horde of slaves bumped me on their way in.
Fine. Drop it by my foot if you can. What now?
We wait.
So, seen any decent broadcasts lately?
No, just let me sleep.
Not gonna happen. Exterior mounted pals need check-in. Alone, it'll take all night. Get up and get to the front. You got one through five and 15 through 20.
You don't have to say pow like that.
I'm gonna. It's fun. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow.
And I guess you're talking about the big mounted guns.
Pow.
How do you have all this energy? I got only 6 hours of sleep in the last 32.
I've got young blood pulsing through me and bloody boom pop needs a check-in. Sleep is for the old and the dead.
Then call me old. I'm sleeping.
Nope!
Boom, just an hour more.
JJ, I know you can do this. How about this? Finish checking the pew with me, and then you can sleep the rest of the night.
That's what you said about the time we recalibrated the sights on everyone's rifles.
But this time is different.
Really? How?
This time, it isn't a lie.
Fine. But if someone gets blown up on one of the POWs after this, it is not my fault. It's sleep's fault.
You'll do fine. Grab your gear and a bite if you're hungry, and let's get to work.
Where's my tool belt? Ah, okay. What numbers do I have again?
I'm taking the back end, so you have the front end through the gate. 1 through 5, 15 through 20. They have numbers on them.
What am I checking for exactly?
Punks don't take care of them. Wipe them down, check the barrel, the normal set.
For everything they have you do, you'd think you'd have help.
That's ya, JJ. I'll see you after it's done.
Really? These are a mess. Archon, thank you. Half completed. Haven't seen Boom yet. Maybe she's got more problems than I do. Doubt they even know how to clean these...
Oh yeah! What you doing up here?
JJ, working with Boom to fix the big guns.
What? Don't sound like a punk.
You know Boss's new talesman?
Yeah. Boss got him. Says he's odd. North-North type.
Me too.
Smart like a talesman too?
Yes. That's why I work with Boom.
Haha, gotta be dumb and smart to work with Boom. Smart not to blow yourself up. Dumb, because Boom will blow you up.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Get back to it then.
Why is that the only guard I've run into? Where'd all the others go? Why is this gun sticky? Ugh. How did this even get unattached? Bolts and nuts. Scrap. All right. Welding it is. You know, for a gun on the main gate, how could they even let it get this dilapidated? It's embarrassing for me, and I'm not even one of them. There's not even any ammo in here. I'll tell Boom later. Oh, I guess that's why there are fewer guards than usual. Kofsky? He really is always with that weird boss guy. Wait, what? That's an Atrian case. Standard 5 holster set. Possible automatic rifles. And the DRD emblem on the case. Those should be biometrically locked to the Atrian military. Maybe it's broken. A junker, like the one Boom and I found. If it's not, it's a gun. It'll go to Boom. It'll get to me. I can fix this.
It is a successful night.
You do seem pleased with yourself.
As I should.
What else for the night, then?
Have a night to yourself, Talesman. I'm going to partake in some celebratory activities. Explore the hut. Take something fun. Do someone fun. Make a pot, try a little tine. Whatever you choose.
Well, this is a pleasant amount of freedom. Where's the reporter?
Get over here. Line up. Not gonna have you making the mess of Boss's run.
Stand up straight. Don't look up. Officers, stay attentive.
Where is your leader?
Dr. Laubman will be here promptly, punk.
It's Dismas.
Dr. Laubman will be here promptly.
Rocket Punks, I see you held your word.
We have. And to ensure a mutually beneficial continuing arrangement, you should hold to yours.
You are delightfully humorous to listen to, Dismas.
And you, laborious.
Is this the full lot?
All 50 of the requested.
They look skinny.
They are lean. Healthy, strong, meaty, lots of muscle.
Healthy seems to be an overstatement. That one looks diseased, surely.
If one is, does it matter? Do you truly require them all to be in prime condition? Surely your people would be better suited than them.
As long as they do not expire too soon, all should be in accordance.
Now that you've seen mine, show me yours.
Guard, get the case.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Doctor.
Thank you. Are these to your liking, Dismas?
They certainly are.
Looking nice with those, boss.
Now I'm locking them back up. But the biometric sensor for the case has been deactivated, so you will be able to get back in.
Prove it.
Prove it yourself. Open the case.
No. Skit, open the case.
Will do, boss.
So distrusting.
It comes with my position and profession. Skit, hold on to the case.
Officer, get the subjects in.
Is our meeting concluding already?
I am a busy professional, Dismas. I'm sure you can understand. And now with this shipment, I have much to do. So yes, this is our end for now.
I most certainly understand. And I'm sure that you will keep us rocket punks in mind as you continue.
The recorder's out. Sounds like a motion in there. Turn it off.
Where have I heard that name before? Dr. Loudman. University. Courses. Studying for exams. Flashcards. Talk over ambience loudly. T-O-A-L. Technological Organ Advancements Loudman. I could still pass my exams.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. This episode features the voices of Paul Mea, Lauren French, Travis Van Groff, Sean Francis, Justina Madrigal, Christy Luce, Caitlin Buckley, Robert Pitsley, Holly Golding, Edward Champion, Daniel Demarin, Caitlin Statz, Sarah Golding, Austin Beach, Brian Keller, Russell Gold, and David Ault. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please consider supporting us on Patreon or by liking and reviewing our show on iTunes. This production is copyright 2016 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.